It's a scenario that's playing out across the United States. While many human hospitals have struggled financially during the pandemic, veterinary hospitals like the Monroe County Humane Associations are currently busy as ever. And Executive Director Rebecca Warren will tell you there are no signs of things slowing down anytime soon.
In June, we added on a second doctor. So we basically doubled our practice by adding on an additional doctor and two more technicians. So now we have two vet teams running all day, 4 days a week.
For the MCHA, July visits were up by nearly 100 compared to last year. The clinic still leaves slots open for potential emergencies, but demand for general wellness visits is so high that the schedule is filling up through October and maybe even stretching into November. When you head to the Animal Care Campus now, there's a sign on the door telling you to wear a mask and a bottle of sanitizer for your hands as soon as you get in. In March, when the federal government originally declared a public health emergency, the American Veterinary Medical Association recommended against providing routine wellness checks, which were considered elective.
We were still seeing sick and injured. We were then allowed to extend into anything that needed a booster or for a rabies vaccine that was expiring. But for so many other pets, they got left out of that window. So it started about the end of May, early June, was when we really started seeing an overwhelming demand for services.
Another reason? The pandemic means more people are spending a lot more time at home, which also caused pet sales to spike. Here's Dr. Jessica Gilliatt, who works at the MCHA clinic.
With people being at home more, they're watching their animals more, they're picking up, hey, he's drinking a lot, or hey, Fluffy's trying to go to the bathroom a lot. I think there might be a problem there. And now they are, you know, at home and they're able to come in anytime.
And just like with humans, that delay in pet care means some animals have fallen behind on vaccinations. That can be dangerous not just to pets, but to their human companions as well.
A lot of the virus and diseases that they're vaccinated for and against can be zoonotic, meaning you or I could be exposed and fall sick to them as well. If we have a parvo outbreak, it would be terrible. Lepto, you or I could be exposed to. Rabies is state mandated and is fatal. So if we miss so many booster series or rebooster series, it will start to affect the human population.
While the CDC and other medical experts say pets aren't spreading the coronavirus to people, the pandemic is having more indirect effects on the human-animal relationship.
A lot more behavioral issues. New pets that are at home, and now maybe people are starting to go back to work. So potty training issues, behavioral issues, separation anxiety.
We will see some very aggressive dogs in 6 months if we don't start actively working on socializing our dogs, which doesn't seem like a community crisis. But when you're that family that gets that lab puppy that doesn't expose it to anything and you take it out into the community, 6 months later it ends up at a shelter. Now you have an 80-pound, one-year-old dog who's not been socialized, and it can be a crisis very quickly.
What makes matters even more difficult for the Humane Association is that the pandemic has affected finances for just about everyone. As a nonprofit veterinary clinic with a focus on expanding access to care, it was often the last stop for pet owners in the first place. The increased demand for veterinary services has led many clinics to stop taking on new clients, which just enhances the strain on the MCHA.
I've talked to some of my colleagues in town, and they are actually sending them our way, whether it's because of financial constraints. As hard as it was financially before to take care of pets, I think it's now, you know, doubled in terms of how hard it is.
There's hope that the winter will help slow things down, since many harmful parasites can't survive the cold. But there's still a ways to go until the temperatures start to drop.
Can we keep up? Yeah. Is it exhausting? Yes, but it's why we're here. This is our heart's calling. Everyone here loves what we do. Having that tiered pricing structure, business never really tapers. We have clients that come from up to 4 hours away. So for us, it's going to be business as normal for a while.
For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.